time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yeah, there it is. Yep. Exactly, man. How you doing, man? How you doing?
And I'm good, man. Shit. I know last week I was tired, but I'm good this week.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm fresh off a nap. Fresh off a nap right now. And I could have went a little longer, but I'm good. I'm good. I hear you. I napped out a little bit. I ate a little heavier than I should have, and that shit was affecting me. Like I was in here with the heroin nod, and I knew that wasn't going to translate well on the podcast, so I had to, you know, double back and get me a quick one. I'm all right now. I'm feeling good.
Now, these days, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Niggas, you know, niggas at a certain place. You know what I'm saying? What does a nap mean to you?
I like that shit. At a certain place. Very ambiguous. At a certain place in space and time and theory. What does a nap mean to me? It's like putting your phone back on the charger. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you could tell you're going from blue to yellow and you don't want to dip down to red, you know? So sometimes you got to go ahead and put that phone back on the charger and relax. Get up out them apps and just let that shit sit. Yeah, man, it's one of those. That's what it feel like. What's it mean to you?
Well, I mean, it's different for me.
Okay.
With what they call cognitive fatigue. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you get tired a lot quicker. I mean, it's just like a certain tiredness that comes upon you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, like, you know, I'm a night owl. I could, you know what I'm saying? I'm blasting all the way through 20 some miles I could do. You know what I mean? Real easy. But not no more. It's like before, like maybe 2-3 weeks ago, nigga, shit, 12:30 is nap time. You know what I'm saying? Any type of, you know, what would be strenuous to me, which would be some easy shit in regular life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. 30 minutes on the treadmill, nigga, you need a nap. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn, take a shower. You and that motherfucker spinning around trying to wash your hair and clothes compartment. Nigga, you gonna need a nap after that shit. You know what I'm saying? So now it seems like it's extending a little more. I'm getting a little more grace about it. So I haven't had a nap in about maybe a week or two. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Which is big. But you still go to bed early. You know what I'm saying? It's still not like you up all night. You know what I'm saying? You down. 10 o'clock, you laid. You motherfucking horizontal. Like, you know what I'm saying? Watching the computer or something. You know what I'm saying? Quickly to be out. But you know what I'm saying? What I was getting at with you is that you concocted some, you know what I'm saying, grown folk level culinary devices today. What was your own?
Yeah. Yeah, that was me. That was me. I was the one that I guess I kind of drugged myself. Because typically, I'll eat after we tape this situation. But I was starving. You know what I mean? Like, I was starving. And I was just like, well, fuck it. Let me go ahead and fix something up. And I should have did like a little small plate, something, you know, something light. I should have went light on them. But I went with what the normal situation was, which was some leftover turkey wings and some collard greens and a egg bagel, which was the odd part of the whole situation.
What'd you say now?
Some leftover turkey wings with one leftover turkey wing, some collard greens, and an egg bagel. Egg bagel. Not a bagel with eggs, but just an egg bagel.
Egg bagel. Okay.
Yeah. I did that. Because I was coming from, I had to run downtown. So I stopped at my little bagel spot on the way back uptown. And
so you just got all the shit you wanted.
I just got all the shit I wanted. It was like a warm ass bagel. I was like, yo, this shit might do well with this little, you know, this little pot liquor from these collard greens. And this is the last of, you know what I mean? This is the last of this turkey leg. So, you know, the turkey leg meat was tender. So I just made me like, you know how to, yeah, I cooked it, but this was like the, this was the last of the leftovers. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I made one of them like little, you know how they got them little Thanksgiving sandwiches you make mm-hmm. after the fact. You know yep. what I mean? So I was like, yeah, let me bust one of these down. That shit was good as hell. And immediately after that, I was like, oh yeah, I'm feeling it. Like I felt that itis immediately. You know what I mean? Like that itis hit hard. Like you know how motherfucker when they bring the junkie around to test the dope. That shit was that blue magic. That shit, I don't know if it was the bagel added with everything else, but all I know is I had that heroin nod, and I was like, yo, I looked at the clock. And I also think it has to do with the clock being rolled back a little bit too. You got so much extra day on your hands. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like still getting acclimated to all this extra day. I said, let me go ahead and sneak a quick nap. As I just was like, yo, I think I could do it. Because I'm not a napper. I don't really nap that often. You know, like it's tough for me to nap. It's tough for me to go to sleep, to be totally honest with you. But, yeah.
Black people just don't have a license to take a nap. Not especially if you're grown and in the middle of the day, nigga, you an entrepreneur or you a worker or whatever you is. Black people don't have a license to say, you know what, I'm going to just rest. Without a T.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, nigga call you in the middle of your rest, and it's like, what you doing? And I'm taking a nap. Oh, nigga, what? You know what I'm saying?
Fuck it up. Fuck
nigga,
it up.
See, that's the thing. Like, we don't have a license to rest, which you grown. Uh-huh. You run your own shit. You decide whenever you want to fucking go to sleep.
Yeah.
Or not. You know what I'm saying? If the white man told you you had to be to work at 9 o'clock p.m., you know what I'm saying? You would take your ass a nap. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I remember I was young, man. I was about 20, maybe. I was probably about 23, 24. Nah, I was probably about 25, 26. I wasn't that damn young. But, yeah, I was 26. And my cousin was in the pen. He was in the feds. And he would call me every now and again. Shout out to Tony. Tony, he was young. He had been in there for a minute since he was 18. But he's the type of nigga, the jail got my body but not my mind type nigga. Type of nigga bought 8 houses while he was in jail type nigga.
So, wow. That's crazy. You don't hear that story a lot.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So he like, man, I don't care what they do, nigga. They ain't finna stop me. So he'll call. And you'll be in one of them naps, and then you try to wake up and wake up before you start talking and shit. What up?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, what you doing out there, nigga? You sleep? I'm like, nah, I'm up. Nah, man, you out there bullshitting. I'm like, God damn. Bullshitting? Yeah, you out there bullshitting, man. And then he'll run down some shit I said I was going to do. You did this, you did that, you did this. Ah, nigga, you free. And you ain't did that?
you got an incarcerated accountability buddy.
Yeah.
That's
like,
the worst.
That shit shakes up your whole thing because it's like, damn.
Yeah.
He's physically unfree. You're physically free. You could do anything. But while you out here, it was like all these reasons why you couldn't do shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got, you know what I'm saying? You just make up all these reasons. Of why you ain't get certain shit done when somebody that's locked in four walls, you know what I'm saying, regulated, is using their mind to get everything they can get done while they can because they know they got to. And that's the shit that made me move to New York. I got the fuck up and I just got the fuck out of town.
That was the last straw?
That was the last straw because, you know what I'm saying, you can do something. It's not limited to where you at, whatever. Do what you got to do. Like, you would do that when you know you got to do it. You know what I'm saying? If you know you had something that you could go and move and do all this shit over here, you'll get up and go do it. But when you ain't got nothing, you make all these excuses of why you can't do shit. And you get stuck in this loop of, you know, I'm doing this thing that's going to take me here at some point, but I'm not really doing nothing with it. I'm just making it, and it's just sitting. You know what I'm saying? So after that shit, I'm like, man, I got to do something with my whole fucking life, man. Fuck this. And it ain't moving here. Let me move somewhere where I think it can move. And then I got up. I bust a move. Changed my whole life. So
That's good.
It's not against the nap, because the naps were important. But it's pro focus.
Yeah, it's pro focus. Because sometimes that freedom is the freedom to take a nap too. Let's not get that out the way. Yeah, absolutely. Right.
We don't give ourselves enough grace to say I need to go to sleep. You know what I'm saying?
Slavery and shit. Yeah.
When we was working on Stomp the Yard, and the first time they told us, hey, we working 11 to 6 p.m. this week, but on Monday, nigga, we working 6 p.m. to 11 a.m. or whatever the fuck it was, 6 p.m. to 7 a.m. Be like, what? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you fucking go lay down in the middle of the day, and it don't matter who called, because they told you, you got to be there. And you're going to be ready and prepared. But then when I was working on my own shit, and I'm working until 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm kicking myself for being asleep at 8 o'clock in the morning when the kids get up. I'm like, damn, I'm lazy. They gonna think I'm lazy. But in reality, nigga, you doing what the fuck you supposed to do. Nigga, you could choose whenever you go to bed.
Yeah, that's true. That's why having a to-do list is good. You know what I mean? Just so you know what you did. You could knock that shit off. You say, okay, bet, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this, I'm doing this. Then you know, especially if you work for yourself, you know when to punch, you know when to punch out, you know? Sometimes when you work for yourself, you could work a triple, you know? Thinking that shit's going to get you closer to the bag, you know what I mean? And maybe it could, but more often than not, it's just, you just fucking running yourself ragged. Yeah. So sometimes you need to have some order with your shit.
I'm going through that right now. You know what I'm saying? With this shit, you can't rush. It's like if you start rushing, you'll get sick. You know what I'm saying? I don't get nauseous as much, but I can still feel that same sensation without the vomiting part. Like when you start, like, say, all right, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do that, I jump in the shower, then I'm going to do that. And that shit all within an hour. And usually you could just whoop, whoop, bing, bing, and move on out the way. Nah, I don't work like that now. So you got to take your time. You know what I'm saying? It's like I was going to get a haircut today. I had a 2 o'clock appointment. It was like 1:45. I ain't going to get there to 2:15. But if I tried to rush myself, I'd fucking get dizzy. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be driving dizzy and feeling like that. So you just fucking take your time. Ain't shit gonna happen. I'm gonna take my time and I'm gonna get there. You know what I'm saying? And sure enough, got there late. The person who I tried to book the appointment with didn't even get the appointment. I had to go to another nigga. I'm new to all this barbershop shit. So I look, you know what I'm saying? It's only two niggas in there. It's like one nigga cutting somebody, the other nigga sitting. I said the stupidest shit ever to a barber, nigga. I was like, shit. I said, I got an appointment for this person. They like, well, they ain't here. You know what I'm saying? You can call them and see what's up. So we called them. You know what I'm saying? They weren't in the books. They weren't going to be there in no time soon. So I was like, can you cut a fade?
A black barber at that.
A black barber. Well, he was like an old school. You know how it be like some old school niggas in there? All they be doing is froze and shit.
Right.
Or I ain't know if the nigga cut or if he was just in there. I ain't know. So so I just threw it out there, man. Shit, that nigga sliced me up real nice. At the end, I paid the nigga. I was like, I guess you do know how to cut a fade, huh?
That's what it is. That's good. Shit, I went to the barbershop today too. And I think I might need to get a hearing test. Speaking of getting, you know, at a certain place in life, I don't like this. I don't like this at all. I think I need to get a hearing test. I think. Well, I think blasting all of this music through these fucking ear pods and, you know, listening to music dumb loud in the car and all of this other shit might be catching up to me, because it really, it's a couple times where that really pay attention to me. But one of the times is when I go to the barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me and my barber, we like to talk. You know what I mean? I've been going this motherfucker for years, so we be chopping it up. But when he's like, you know, cutting around my ear, like the temple or whatever, and he talking and doing that shit, I hear like 30% of that shit. Sometimes I'll be kind of like, I'll just, you know, say, yo, wait, say that again? You know what I mean? When he done, you know, whatever. But sometimes I kind of feel a little frustrated by it. So then there's also times when he's saying whatever he's saying, and I just be like, yeah, nah, that's real. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
I'm just too proud. Yeah, too proud to say, yo, you out here. So I got to get an ear exam, man. I hope I hope my shit ain't going. Because I don't think you can't get it back. You just got to maintain what you got.
You get a hearing aid. They got new hearing aids now that's off the chain.
Yeah, but you know, hearing aid had 100 years to you.
Yeah, you wear AirPods. Some of them shits look like that.
Oh, you know, that would be the ill cheat code, but you would just start to look obnoxious if they had hearing aids that look like AirPods, and you just at Thanksgiving dinner with some AirPods, and they're like, yo, you ain't going to take your AirPods out? We saying grace? You're like, no, go ahead. Nah, I'm just chilling. This new Jeezy is very long.
They got some of them shits that kind of look like, you know what I'm saying, they could be ear, like headphones or something instead of
Bluetooth,
they got the different colors and shit. You know what I mean? There's like little circles you just drop in there. But does it sound muffled, or does it just, you just notice the loss?
I don't know if it's the loss. That's an interesting distinction. I just know that, is it muffled? I just know that I hear more of the Clippers than I hear of the word.
The Clippers are closer to my ear too.
Yeah, the Clippers are closer to my ear, but it's just one of them things. I'm like, let me go ahead and check that shit out, see what's going on.
Check it out, but I think you're worrying yourself. I think you're just worrying yourself.
I'm trying not to, man. I've been trying to be, you know, because I could, you know me, I'm a hypochondriac. I'm one of these people that could worry about a lot of shit. But I have been leaning in for a while now, but I've been leaning in on some just not fuck it, but what can you do? Other people, what can you do? Like, I'll give you a perfect example. Ever since I cut the cord, I don't watch the news as much as I used to watch the news. Mm-hmm. You know, when I had the cord, when I had cable, I would always watch New York One. I just have it on in the background. Just, you know, it'd be on loop. You get the weather, you get the local news, you get a little bit of, you know, national, international news, but you get your little news situation, and it's like a passive news getting delivery system. Now, if I want to get the news, like typically I go to NewYorkTimes.com or sometimes Twitter, you know what I mean, and click on the link or whatever if I see a story that's interesting. But if I really want to get like the news of the day outside of actually going to NewYorkTimes.com or whatever newssource.com, I'd have to go to like one of these apps, MSNBC. They just put CNN on Max, and I'd have to sit and watch. So I find myself not maybe as tapped in as I once was. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And when there's a lot, like there's a lot of shit that's going on. You know, there's stuff that's going on. Obviously, there's a lot of crazy shit going on now. And sometimes if I'm not as tapped in, I would almost feel a little guilty about not being, it's almost back to, you sleeping? What's going on? Nigga, you better get informed. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, shit going down out here. What the fuck, nigga? Ignorant ass, you know. But then at the same time, I was just having this conversation with a friend of mine. I was like, you know, there's also a part of it that is an opt out. You know what I mean? Sometimes when you look at some of this news, it could stress you out, you know? Especially if it's shit that you is beyond you, shit that you really can't control. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just what's going on. It's great to know, But you don't, like, I think even in the era of social media, there's, you know, what they call doom scrolling. You know what that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of that. And it's just like you could take on a whole lot of this anxiety. It could really affect your stress levels if you're not careful. So it's kind of like, you know, quote unquote, I hate the term. I mean, I hate the term, but, you know, self-care. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely one of those where you got to be careful about, you know, about your being, you know what I mean? If you're trying to make it through, trying to make sure that you on point as much as you can. I'll dip in. I'm not going to be all the way out the loop, but I'm not turning this into like porn. You know, I think that since we have an abundance, there's really no end point to any of this media now. You know, where if you've lived from a certain era where, like, if you go way back when the TV used to actually go off, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, the TV was like, all right, that's it. We'll see you tomorrow. They play the national anthem. Yeah, go get some rest. Now it's 24/7. So it's loop after loop. And it's just, you know, I think initially, especially seeing that adjustment, seeing that change, seeing it look like an enhancement, it made me early on want to indulge and engage in as much of it as I could, like as much of it as I can consume. And right. What you realize more and more and more is you can't consume all of that shit. It's too much. Relax. Take a little bit and go sit down. Nigga, this is open bar media. You know what I mean? Like, don't get bent. You know, just relax. Take a little bit. You know, have a little, know how to just, you know, fix a cool little plate and enjoy that. You know what I'm saying? So it's just one of those things. Yeah, take your ass a nap, man. Take a nap. Because you have to be the guy that programs you now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is. So I am trying to do a little bit of that, trying to stress less if I can. You know, even down to, like, the whole, you know, the diet and all of that. Like, you know, more vegetables, more fruit, you know, shit like that. And a lot more water and, you know, definitely. This definitely sounds like Men of a Certain Age. You remember that show, Men of a Certain Age? Yeah, it was a show called Men of a Certain Age with, like, Ray Romano, I think, Scott Bakula, and a few cats. Came on years and years ago, like, when I was young. But I used to like watching it. It was like a male. It wasn't like a Golden Girl, but it was like some men, some grown ass men, like living grown ass man life. And I remember seeing Ray Romano one day. And I was like, you know, because everybody probably coming to him or some Everybody Loves Raymond. I was like, yo, Ray, you know what I really fucked with you in? Men of a Certain Age. He was like, oh shit. You know, it was like one of those deep cuts. Mm-hmm. But yeah, anyway.
But I mean, you said something there, man. You got to program yourself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, you decide. You know, we all know, we already been programmed when to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, per se. When to go to work, when to jump in traffic, when to expect traffic. But when you take yourself out of that loop, you know what I'm saying? I think the pandemic and work from home and all that shit has helped. A lot of people see when you take yourself out of that shit, you begin to have to be responsible for the things that make you you. You know what I'm saying? The things that keep you in place and in pocket. Like, people don't really realize how important the clock and the calendars are. You know what I'm saying? Like, the clock is telling you, oh, it's late. They could go to your ass, you know what I'm saying? Or it's early, or it's, you know what I'm saying, it's nap time, it's food time. The calendar keeps you moving towards something. You know what I'm saying? So what is it now? It's November. It's about to be Thanksgiving, right? Niggas is preparing their little trips, you know what I'm saying? Who house we going to, what we eating. Niggas is preparing dishes. Some people are already shopping for shit. Santa Claus already out telling you Christmas is going to be coming soon after that. You know what I'm saying? Get your money together to spend, come take these pictures with the white Santa Claus and all that. All that shit is happening. And the calendar is telling you that that's happening. But the thing is, we don't put together our own personal calendar to tell us when to do shit that we need to do and want to do. You know what I'm saying? For ourselves, for our family. You know what I'm saying? What are your kids looking forward to? You know what I'm saying? What is your family looking forward to within your own calendar that you are actually perpetuating and fucking putting in place? Or are we just riding along with, you know what I'm saying, it's Thanksgiving, it's Christmas, it's New Year's, it's tax time, it's, you know what I'm saying, spring break, it's summer, it's back to school, and shit. Valentine's Day, spend your money. Goddamn birthday, spend your money. 4th of July, spend your money. You know what I'm saying? What are we putting together for ourselves?
Yeah, because that calendar is capitalism driven.
Right.
You know, I seen Halloween shit in the supermarket back in the summertime, you right. know? So, yeah.
Like I'm saying, I was just in the mall, nigga. Santa Claus is out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? November 1, Santa Claus is in the streets, nigga, with the beard on, nigga, sitting little children on his lap.
That's wild. That's wild. That should almost be illegal. That should almost be illegal, yo. Like, that's crazy. You gotta do that. Wait till the turkey's done.
Hey,
that's
hey,
crazy.
But this is how I rationalized it. This is how I rationalized it. I know it's commercialism, but as a joke, I was like, listen, these white folks want to get in this mall for you niggas get in here. You know what I'm saying? For y'all start coming here robbing shit.
It's like early voting.
Yeah, you gotta put them before they gotta put the metal detectors up and shit. Y'all they in here taking their Santa pictures. Let me get this shit out the way, nigga. Cause as soon as them that niggas get here, I ain't going up there.
If you know, it's invite only Santa. Right, right. It's like, did you get it? Are you group one? If you ain't right. group one, you can't sit over here with this guy.
Nah.
Oh, that's wild.
Santa Claus gonna be on edge come November 27th, 28th, nigga.
Man, so ready to clock
Santa,
out.
The white Santa clocking out, he going up north.
Chilling, exactly, to the North Pole, kicking it. Speaking of the white men on edge, right? I was at the bagel shop today, right? It was such a New York-ass moment, so... little bagel spot that I go to, I fuck with it, right? They got a good, the egg bagel, fire. There's some other bagels there too, but it's really about that egg bagel. So I'm in there. It's a little bit of a line. Typically, it don't be a line during the weekdays. Weekends, that shit could be nasty. So it's a little bit of a line. White dude, like one of these white guys that look like he might be in like the union. You know what I'm saying? Like one of those kind of guys work for a fucking... Union 48, you know what I'm saying? Got like a brown hoodie with the thermal lining, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Ruddy complexion, like one of them cats. He's online, so he ordered. He says, "Yeah, toasted sesame seed bagel, cream cheese." So the guy say, "All right," Asian dudes, you know, they run in and say, "All right, back." So he walk over to the side. And I swear, nothing about 2 minutes maybe walked by. There's a line. They trying to hurry on this line. My man came out of nowhere, like, barked orders like he was, you know, on the project. Like, he was a project manager all of a sudden. He said, "Ayo, make my bagel." Yeah, this motherfucker said, "Ayo, make my bagel." Like, you know what I mean? Or some old fucking slave master shit. And the Asian cat was kind of like... you know, like he ain't really like he wasn't gonna snap to it. He like, "Motherfucker, this my spot." You know what I mean? So he meandered his way over to where he was gonna cut the bagel. I guess he was being deliberate about taking his time a little bit. And he was like, "Well, you know, like kind of like, what's going on, man?" Like, you know, I don't know exactly what the dialogue was, but the vibe was a very relaxed way of, "Who the fuck you yelling at?" You know what I mean? But it was like, it was a, you know, "I got a business to run. I'm not trying to snap it here, but I do need to check you a little bit. And I'm going to try to check you in a way that's light." So he's like, "Yo, you know, everything, you know," kind of almost like, "Everything all right, you know, and kind of just, let me just show you what's going on out here. We working, you know?" Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Yeah, well, I was looking. I ain't seen nobody working on my bagel." He's like, "Your bagel right here." He's about to cut his bagel open. He's like, and I guess he's starting to do to his bagel, and my man getting tight. He was like, "That ain't toasted." So my man's like, again, he's like, all right, yo, you bugging. You know what I mean? Then the guy snaps. He's like, just give me my fucking bagel. Now that wasn't the move. And it was one of these, it wasn't that many people up in there. And there's already a line. And it's like, I'm like, my man is visibly unreasonable. You know what I'm saying? Give me my fucking bagel. So my homie is kind of like, he's trying to make, he's like, you know what? You take it too long. Just give me my money, man. Give me my fucking money, man. You can't even can't take directions. You know what I mean? You fucking retarded. You know, one of those types of things. So then my man happy to just give him his money. Like, man, get the fuck out of here. Go give him his little $350 or whatever the fuck it was. They give him his shit. This was the weird part that was weird to me. I guess it was aggressive, passive aggression. So he gave him his little $350 or whatever. My man took the angry man took the 50 cent and dropped it in the tip cup and was walking out. And then the Asian guy was like, thank you. And then he was like, fuck you. So then, yeah, he pissed off. That was a funny moment. But then he got to pull out. He's pulling out. And me and this other black dude that was right behind me, I guess we got him blocked in. So we like hurrying up because this nigga going to look crazy. He already low-key tapped my shit, like backing up. Not hard, but you know what I mean? So I had to bang on his window like, yo, my man, watch where you going when you know what I mean, when you pulling back. And then he gave me the thumbs up, which was quite condescending. You know what I mean? So I backed up. This motherfucker pulled off his shit.
Move your car.
Yeah, no, he ain't do all that. But I was a little ready for that. You know how you take
prepared.
Yeah. I see how you acted. I see, okay, nigga, you wilding. And then me and the black dude got back in line. He was like, yeah, he'd have tore your shit up. He tore our shit up. He was very upset. I was like, over a bagel. And we laughed and shit. We bought our bagel. And then we left. But it was some funny shit. It was a wild moment, man. But also, speaking of that, the thumbs up. I know we haven't talked about this shit, but I've heard this before. You know, like on the little iPhone shortcuts, there's the heart, the thumbs up, the thumbs down, the exclamation points, which I like, and the ha-ha. There's people, you know, the thumbs up means like, but there's a lot of people that feel like that thumbs up is condescending.
So what you supposed to put?
I don't get it. I don't know. I don't always go with the heart. Some people go hard. Some people go very hard with the heart. Like, it is almost, I be feeling bullied into heart and shit back. You know what I mean? Like, nigga, it's not a heart situation. Thumbs up. This is, you know what I mean? We talk about a sandwich here.
I think Instagram has killed the heart and made it just regular. You know what I'm saying? So damn. It's like the thumb is a step down from regular now because the heart has taken over as the regular standard light. You know what I'm saying? Thumbs up becomes more of a business transaction. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It is transactional. It's like, all right, gotcha. No real emotion to it. Yeah.
All this shit is some bullshit to me because sometimes somebody might, that you don't know, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Might say some shit, blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? I think you should do the blah, 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 blah. Then you hit them with a heart or praying hands and shit, and they get mad. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Then they like, damn, nigga, really? I wrote all this shit. You couldn't even say nothing back? You know what I'm saying? Like, you going to send me the praying hands, nigga?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I do see that. I've said that Instagram has killed the, it's kind of killed the, like, eulogizing motherfuckers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When people die, it just, you know, there's people don't really take the moment to like speak to their legacy and actually write some shit out. You know, a nigga done live 50 some odd years and then you just put two praying hands and a dove. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Hey, nigga.
It's tough.
You got to accept it, nigga. Niggas ain't finna eulogize your ass. That's for sure.
No, I guess not. Ain't that some shit?
See, take it from Lil Half Dead. You know what I'm saying? You got people you got people that's in your corner, you know what I'm saying? Like people that's there, like, you know what I'm saying? Like that was shit. Let me make sure he's great. But everybody else keeping it moving, my nigga. This shit is just another fucking post of the day, nigga. Exactly. Shit, nigga. I'm finna cook this breakfast, niggas. I'm a thirst trap in the gym, nigga. Ain't nobody got time to be eulogizing your motherfucking ass, man. It's gonna be a few motherfuckers, and that's gonna be that. And you got a certain amount of time. And I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't dead or no shit like that. But I could see how that shit go. I be watching that shit close now. You know what I'm saying? Especially somebody post somebody that died that's close to them. You don't know them, but you want to show your support. You know what I'm saying? You throw up your praying hands and the two doves. And you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, condolences. Man, people don't want to hear that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? They appreciate the gestures, but it ain't nothing really you could say that's going to make them feel no other kind of way. You know what I'm saying? Like, when my mom passed and all you get is condolences. Mm-hmm. Be like, yeah, damn. Let me know if you need something. Tell me. Like, I don't know what I need. I don't know if I know if I need something. I don't know, man. I don't need nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it all becomes one thing. And whatever it is, you have to be able to deal with your thing. You have to program yourself. You have to understand what it is. And when you dead, you just dead. Like, niggas ain't going to, you know.
It's over. You don't even see them hearts.
Yeah, you don't even see the hearts. It ain't nothing. You know what I mean? But if you worried about it, just know. It's going to be some hearts, some doves, and some praying hands, some sprinkle emojis, and that's going to last about 18 hours for Instagram. Stop motherfucking letting people see your shit.
That's funny. You know what's so funny about this whole shit? I know we audio only, but I do like the fact that you had to clarify that you wasn't dead. You was like, look, I ain't dead and no shit like that. Niggas is listening to you on the pod. I just want to be the first to clear shit up. If you heard anything of the otherwise, I just want to make sure I'm, you know.
Niggas will call you and make sure now. You know what I'm saying? Or nigga, why you calling my phone if you thought I was dead?
right. But that's how they get their clout. That's like if they say how black people see if a business is open. They just call the phone, hang up, so somebody pick up the phone. Say, hello. Click, click. Okay, they open. Let's go. Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, dope.
Life and death right now is something totally different. You know what I'm saying? If you're a celebrity or something like that, or you meant a lot to a lot of people, it's going to be different.
Right.
But really, your life is the life you made with the people you made it with. And that's it.
Absolutely.
That's going to be it, dog, for real.
Live your legacy today. I say that shit because you ain't going to be there when they really eulogizing you or speaking on your legacy. Like, however you want to be spoken about, live that shit today. Right. And don't even trip on that shit because you will be gone. So you won't know, right? I was reading this. I think I told maybe I said this last week, but I know I sent the headline to you a while ago. I read the Martin Scorsese article in GQ. I might have told about this last week, but he was talking about mortality, the end of life, and all of that, and like his grasp of it all. And one of the things that he said that was pretty deep that it stuck with me a little bit was. It was like, you know, a lot of people talk about wasting time. And he's not the only person that's told me this recently, but he was just like, you know, not that he told me, I read it, but he was like, you can't waste time, you spend time. And whatever you're doing, you're spending time doing that. Whether you're just looking out the window, you know, at a tree, you're spending time doing that. So, you know, be present for that, own that, and that was what you chose to do with your time. Mm-hmm. You know, like, don't beat yourself up over how your time was spent, you know, but you see a lot of that, like a lot of people like, you know, I don't want to waste my time and, you know, this type of shit. And it's like, you back to the program, you choose to do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And that's what you chose to do. Defend. You don't even got to defend your choice, but just stand in that choice. If you want to take a nap, take that nap. Fine.
Right. Your choice, your thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got so much to say. You know what I mean? On the social media, everybody got reposting the post about this and about that, and you know, Dick Gregory saying this and Muhammad Ali saying that and Chris Sean saying that. You know, Everybody has their opinions.
Great leaders.
Yeah. Yeah. Sexy yeah. Red, nigga. I'm just saying, like, everybody got their opinion about life, where they at, what, who the fuck is worthy of being a nigga, what niggas supposed to do, what niggas can't do. You know what I'm saying? Like, what niggas can't eat. Niggas can't really do shit no more. You gay, or you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You feminine.
Yeah.
I'm like, that don't even make no sense. I said something wild about eating pineapples. They were like, oh, I don't know about that. Like, what? Get the fuck out of here. Shit, I'm going to eat these pineapples and watermelons and cherries and grapes, all that shit. Shame me into not eating some fruit because y'all read on the Instagram somewhere that pineapples make you smell better for your little yoni juice or whatever. Nah, man, can't eat pineapples?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I saw a post on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, of a woman who was like, I'm on a first date with this dude and he just did this. And it shows him putting the photo was him putting a napkin in his collar. You know, like he put a napkin in just to basically blocks some stains, and he had a white t-shirt, or somebody quotes, he's like, this nigga literally got a white t-shirt on, like, what you expect? But it's just some of the wildest bugged out shit. There was another one that I saw that was mad funny. I can't remember what it was, but it was just some regular ass shit, but it was mad funny. It's just like, yo, if you allow the internet, these fake internet authorities, to run your life and give you the parameters on how to live, you're going to be fucked up. Because half the time, they'll switch it up. They don't even know.
They gonna, you know, switch, what I mean? They don't even live what they be talking about on there.
No, not at all. Shit. Not at all.
Yeah, the crazy part is, a lot of times, you making all these decisions on how you going to do shit based off of people who made decisions off of the shit they've never done. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And this is their point of view. You have your own fucking point of view. It don't matter to them. It's like you watching this shit, taking it to heed. You ain't even posting. So you're not in that conversation, one, and you out here living regular life trying to heed to some shit that a motherfucker that posted said. Man, live your life, man. Shit.
Yeah. I think a lot of it comes, too, from people that there's a desire to take the risk out of life. No, nobody want to take an L.
Right, everybody want to be programmed.
Everybody won't be programmed. Everybody won't go undefeated. And it's not going to happen. You're going to take it now. You know, you're a human. You're going to make the wrong decision at some point. And there's nothing wrong with making the wrong decision, especially if you learn from it. You know, as long as you get up and you know, shit, figure it out. Learn from what happened and, you know, move better the next time, you know. But it's like everybody kind of, you know, for fear of making that wrong move, they letting other people become the authority. Right. You know, nigga is sitting in his car, shooting a video from his fucking passenger seat. Not even the driver's seat half the time. This nigga shooting from the passenger seat, telling you how to live your life, and this motherfucker is your guru. That shit is the wildest shit.
If you take a girl out, nigga, and you can't pay her rent, nigga, you don't need to date. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, exactly. Exactly, nigga. That shit, that's that, and that right there, that's simple. Niggas should know that off top. That's 101. Right. You know what I mean? Yeah, they start throwing shit like, wow. Yeah, nigga be fucked up. You feel like you can't compete in life. Man. Man,
you got to go find your tribe and stop letting Instagram control your algorithm, man. You got to find your own algorithm. Yeah. Algorithm will doom you, man, because they are building it to sell these products, not for your enrichment.
What else is going on? Anything else going on with you?
Man, you know, it's all cool. Shout out, Bevy was in Atlanta this weekend, so that was cool. She popped out to go watch Miss Lawrence in a play. Then me and my daughter popped out on Sunday to kick it with her. Okay. And my daughter ended up at the Grown Folks Brunch. You know what I'm saying? Bored to death.
Inductee.
Bored to death for the Grown Folks. But she'll remember it later. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, she was, but, you know, Barry sat her down. We was in the mall and sat her down and gave us some, you know, actually, you know, the typical grown folk shit, nigga, what you want to be when you grow up, what you into, all this shit. Try to figure out where, you know, where they insert some of the jewels. And, you know, my daughter wanted to do fashion type stuff and draw and design. And, you know what I'm saying? She's like, oh, I know a few people in that space. And, you know, she just gave us some good life lessons on, you know, fashion and learning and understanding fashion is not just clothes. It's about the knowledge of, you know, all of these things and where they come from and why certain things are. You know, go to this place and see that. Know your history, and that's why, you know, you're able to put things together in a certain kind of way. You know what I mean? It just gave more context, you know, because as a parent, you be like, yeah, you need to do this, you need to travel, you know, but that shit don't make no sense until you actually doing it or you hear it from a place where people who have been there and been doing it. So it was good. She was taking note, and you know, you was able to see the sparkle in her eye about the things that, you know, she's thinking about. It actually gave some real life context to the things that she's thinking about. And that's always good, you know what I'm saying, to see. And it's not always easy to deliver as a parent, you know what I'm saying? So when you got people around you that are able to throw things into context, it's always a good thing. So, you know, that was a proud Black Father moment, Black Fathers.
Yeah, I saw the photo. That was nice. That definitely, it looked like, you know, some wisdom being shared and shit. Right, and you saying that she was tapped in. She was like, she was receiving it.
Yeah, she was receiving it. She was all in, you know what I'm saying? Then we got to the grown folks brunch. You know, the grown folks conversation leads away from any type of kid, you know what I'm saying, comprehension or understanding. Ain't nobody think about your kid ass. Over there, understanding. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about inflation. We're going to talk about politics. We're going to talk about niggas. It's going to all be all across the board. It's going to be hard to follow if you ain't never done none of this shit. I be, like, a lot of times I be telling people, I done probably said on here before, shit, in order for motherfuckers to understand me, boy, they going to need a little bit of heartbreaking bills before they, you know what I'm saying, start understanding the shit I be talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, this motherfucker go talk to the kids, go talk to the young people. You know, my son, he in the ninth grade, go talk to him. Like, I will, but goddamn, he gonna have to understand some shit. It's gonna work better when he about 26, because, you know what I'm saying, them bills and that heartbreak done kicked in a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Nigga understand the other side of life.
Some perspective. Yeah, for sure. That's good. Yeah, man. That's dope, though. That's dope. That's great when you got people that can speak from a, you know, a level of real experience out there that are in your Rolodex, you know. Right. It's so funny. I was having a conversation with somebody just recently, just one of my homies was like, yeah, we back in the Rolodex era. I don't think we ever left, but just the term Rolodex just sounds so old school. But the Rolodex, just your contacts. I don't think we've ever left a Rolodex era. It's always about your contacts. Your network is your net worth, as they say. You know what I mean? But, like, it's just, like, being able to know who to call, build your network. I'm trying to do this. This is the person to hit up. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get a lead on that. Let me call this person off. You know, like, just who can you call? You trying to pull a string for somebody? Let me call that person. Or da-da-da-da-da. Like, all of that. It's like, who do you have access to? And who can you call? And that is worth something. And that's where a lot of shit will start. You know, like, when you feel like, especially if you've been in the game for a while, before you start to feel like you're at a loss of where do I begin, look through your contacts, look through the people that you've met through your travels and shit like that. And maybe ring some, you know, call some people up that you haven't spoken to in a while. And it might not, more often than not, it's going to be all good, you know? But it was just interesting, just the Rolodex. And I mean, I'm sure it must feel good as a parent when you have your children, because that's part of the whole beauty of accomplishments is when the yield can be spread across not just you, but could be passed down. Now you got some dividends to hand out to your to your shareholders that you created. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, hold on. You want to do that? I think I know somebody. And you look cool, maybe. You know what I mean? Maybe not in a moment, but maybe
cool to a little later after kicking.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's how I built my whole shit, was to be that. You know what I'm saying? When I was a kid, when I was her age, I wanted to be the nigga who they used to be like, you know what I'm saying, such and such could pull some strings. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That was always fascinating to me. Like, damn, everybody know to call this motherfucker when they're in the jam. Because that motherfucker know how to maneuver and know who to call for what situation. I always wanted to be that nigga. You know what I'm saying? I always wanted to know who to call, how to make anything happen if I wanted to make it happen. And I think I've done I think I've done a good job at that. You know what I'm saying? I like to tell people, I might be, if they black and they doing something, nigga, I'm one, two motherfuckers away from anybody. You know what I'm saying? Anybody. Mm-hmm. I don't care who the fuck they is. Any of them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, to be able to execute it is good, but it never stops. You know what I'm saying? You're always meeting new people. You're always talking and trying to understand where it's moving at. You know what I'm saying? How you fit in or how you don't fit in. That's the part of programming yourself. Is like, you don't fit in every fucking where you know about. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to be every place that you know people at. You know what I mean? But you might come across a situation where you might need to tap into that resource. So it's good to know. You know what I'm saying? It's good to know. So yeah. I think it was good. It was good for her. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know you've been to Paris. You know what I'm saying? From your perspective.
Right.
When the first time you went, you know what I'm saying? What was some of the takeaways that you came back with? Because, you know, that was one of the topics that they were discussing.
What's some of the takeaways?
Yeah, from this ain't for black. This like, you know what I'm saying? Just when it comes to culture and fucking fashion and shit like that.
Oh, as far as that type of shit go.
Don't even worry about why I need it for. Just what'd you take away from
it? No, because I was going to go in a whole different direction.
Nah, go in that direction that you was going.
I was going to say, you could have elements. I was going to say, you could have an argument on vacation. And have an argument in the middle of the City of Lights. You have beef.
Up under the Eiffel Tower. Motherfucker.
Exactly. But beyond all of that, it is what it is. what I did notice was, what did I notice? I'll tell you one thing and I talked about this and I really checked it out. I really linked into it the second time I went. But this might not even, this definitely has something to do with culture. I was struck by the fact, I've talked about this on the pod and I really appreciate it. You could go to a cafe, get a cup of coffee, nothing more, a cup of coffee, and you could sit at that fucking cafe for 4 hours. And it's something about that. It's something about that that was dope in the way of, you know, like I know I was at one restaurant and I had got a full meal at 8, you know what I mean? And I had a drink or whatever. And I found myself getting restless because I'm just, you know, I'm so used to like, New York City, particularly the turnover of these tables, you got 90 minutes max. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like sometimes after a meal, you want to settle. You might not have a full itis, but you want to just relax. And the fact that you're in a whole nother country, you probably eating cuisine that maybe you never had before or a different take on cuisine that you've had before. You might want to process it. You know what I'm saying? And I was also out there on some like, I'm going to be writing about my experience. So I was like, when I was moving around, I had a pen and a pad with me, you know, or a notebook with me. So I would be writing and shit. And I still feel like anytime the waitress walked past, I felt like, damn, I need to get the fuck out of here. To the point to where the waitress had to say, yo, you good. You chill. Like, relax. Like, she could feel that shit. Like, yo, you stressing us out. And that might not have nothing to do with too much about fashion, but it has something to do with culture.
Just continue.
Yeah. And it had, what I appreciated about it was you could
it forced you to it allowed me to be in the moment, to really take in the moment. To take in the moment. I'm like, if I'm going to get me a little cup of coffee at this cafe and I'm sitting on the sidewalk and shit, I could really people watch. You know what I'm saying? Like, people watch and shit. If I want to get another cup of coffee, I can, but it's there's no pressure. I could even have my tip already sitting on the thing, and if they take it or they don't take it, and even, you know, it's not even tip culture, you know? Mm-hmm. But even that, sometimes it'd be like, I'd find myself saying, well, I'm a tip good, so it's almost like you're paying rent for your table. Mm-hmm. But the fact of, relax, you here, this was what you chose to do, enjoy it. It don't have to be what's next. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? It's what's going on right now. Like, that was one thing that I really enjoyed that. What else? I think that was like one of the biggest things that I could think of off the top of the head. You know, yeah, like, man, that was some shit that, yeah.
And that's the theme. I guess that's the theme of what we're saying here today. You know what I'm saying? Take mm-hmm. your time. You know what I'm saying? Program your own shit. Figure out how you want to do shit. And it takes those naps. It takes those quiet moments at the table, sitting al fresco in fucking the City of Lights or wherever the fuck. You can do that shit in Bed-Stuy. We used to do that at Bread Love. Mm-hmm. That's where the ideas come, in those moments of just, I'm just out here. I remember when I first started working out on my own in the streets of New York, I'm trying to figure out where to work and how to work, what neighborhood I want to be in. You know, you can go to a cafe anywhere. You know what I'm saying? But they're not all built the same. Every neighborhood not built with the same kind of energy. Mm-hmm. And I tried all, you know, I tried the city. I tried, you know, Midtown, Upper West Side, Harlem. But Lower East Side gave me more of a vibe that people were actually on the same page of trying to do their own entrepreneurial stuff. And they had just finished building that Whole Foods on Houston. And mm-hmm. they had a fucking big-ass eating area where you could just chill. You know what I'm saying? They had, like, a restaurant in that bitch, or you could buy something downstairs, bring it upstairs, and chill, which is like a cafe but with more options. And I was in there, you know, I wasn't thinking nothing of it. I just go in there and work. You know what I'm saying? I meet some niggas. You know what I'm saying? You can have niggas come up through that all day. Meet me up here. Boom, meet me up here. And after about a week of doing that shit, after I was on the roll, the white lady who worked at the restaurant, she made some good-ass food, too. She came up to me. She was like, you know, she asked me, white people always want to know what you do. But the end result after the conversation was, you just look free. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And that's how it felt. You know what I mean? And like you said, people get that energy. Like, the waitress mm-hmm. felt the energy. Like that's the energy that I want people to get off of me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm free. I'm doing the things that I want to do, doing it how I want to do them. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get off the energy like, oh, I'm stressed and I'm fucking trying to figure it out and I'm all over the place. It's like, I'm minding my business, I'm staying on my square, and I'm staying out of yours. You know what I'm saying? Trying to drink water and hydrate at the same time.
I hear that shit. That's slick. Yeah.
Word.
Nah, but that's what it is. That's what it is. It's the freedom to just, like you said before, the freedom to just be. Whatever that is in that moment, that is it. You exercise that option.
Right.
And stand in that shit. Yeah, man.
Word up.
Now that's what it is. Well, shit, I think it's time to transform and roll out, man.
Word up.
What you think? Yeah. Well, shit, before we go, let me let y'all know, tickets have gone on sale for my Ann Arbor shows at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase. They are live. The ticket link is on my website, DamianLemon.com. That's November 30th to December 2nd. If you in the Ann Arbor area, 45 minutes outside of Detroit, come on out. Come through the shows. Again, I'll be at Washington, D.C. at the D.C. Improv. I'm excited about that. February 8th through the 10th. Come through to that. And then Hartford, Connecticut, I'll be there February 16th and 17th at City Steam. And I'm going to be adding some more things, so we'll keep y'all posted. But right now, if you're anywhere close to them spots, you want to have a good time, please pick up some tickets. I'm trying to sell these spots out, and we're going to keep going. you know? And shit, until next week, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even the enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out. Peace.
Conversation.